night Jolton Keep Show up. Every other Tuesday, we're here on the show. Oh my gosh.
I want you to know that's not going to be a regular feature.
Ooh.
You singing on our show is not going to be a regular feature.
Man, me and Gunna, we could be the same person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've never seen you two in a room together.
Oh, that's fine. This is Hot Guys, ladies and gentlemen. You are here with your hosts.
Jolton over here.
And Kiefer over here. We hope you guys are having a fantastic February 26th.
You didn't know that. You had to look at the date, eh?
I did.
You didn't know the date.
I did forget the date for a second there. A lot of days feel like Wednesdays to me.
Especially coming off of reading week. Oh, days just melt together. I don't remember what date is.
It's either Wednesday or Saturday. That's kind
you know,
of
you know perfect. How I know it's not Wednesday? Because the Hawks would be playing a big basketball game if it was Wednesday.
We got a big feature about that today, folks. Do be sure to tune in for that and a few. Lots of good stuff going on today. We got athletes of the week. We got middle indoor distance. Pardon me. We had a big swim meet. Men's hockey had a good two games against Western.
Yeah.
We also had a women's basketball game and men's basketball, as we alluded to earlier.
Man,
we'll get into that.
We didn't have a show. The time before reading week.
Past 2 weeks, because
yeah. So there was reading week. We didn't get the show then. Obviously, we weren't here. And then we weren't able to have a show during because we had a snow day. Super unfortunate there.
Yeah, you know,
but
snow days, you win and you lose with some. You win and you lose with some.
I you know, when you're in elementary school, snow days are crazy. They're crazy because you're like, you know what? I get to go play outside. When you're in university, you're like, honestly, I'm missing more than I'm gaining by this.
Yeah, it's, the thing is, any day could be a snow day. You know, if you're just not feeling it that day, you know what? I look outside, I see a little bit of snow on the ground. It's a snow day. Just like that. You declare it just right there.
Anytime you need a personal day, it's a snow day.
Exactly. You know, if God wants to gift us with snow, I will accept it and to stay indoors today. No problem. I'm more than happy to do so.
Hey, tomorrow we might have one.
I really hope we don't.
I really
would love to see that game tomorrow. It's going to be amazing. Amazing. But as well for tonight, talking about some things about tomorrow, we have a special guest in studio for today to talk about a big thing coming up tomorrow. We have Asai Iginuwine, our Laurier running back. Here to talk about a couple of things coming up for the Laurier Letterman is sponsoring tomorrow.
So tell them what you're here for, Osei.
How's it going? My name is Osei Iginuwine, and I'm with the Letterman Club here at Laurier. So basically, you know, it's Black History Month. I hope you do know. If you don't know, now you do know.
Well, tell them.
basically, so tomorrow, February 27th, we're going to be having a speaking panel with some of our successful alumni, Black alumni, that have come through here. And we're going to have a couple of student athletes and a couple of successful student athletes that are actually alum that came through here as well at a turret at 12:30 to 3 o'clock for a speaking panel. And we're going to have food and drinks. It's all free. Wolfs will be providing, you know, spin dip and all that good stuff. So
wow, okay.
Feel free to come out if you're interested in this kind of stuff right here. They're going to be talking about their experiences at Laurier mm-hmm. and afterwards as Black student athletes and as visible minorities. So basically, if you're interested in something like that, you know where to find us at Turret, 12:30 tomorrow.
Yeah, hey, that sounds awesome. It's obviously good. Anytime you can see, you know, past Laurier students being engaged with current Laurier students and being able to share that wealth of knowledge because, you know, it is university. Learning doesn't just happen in the classroom.
Absolutely.
It happens everywhere. So anytime you can have almost even that mentorship, that's an awesome idea. And you came up with it, right?
Yeah, I did.
You were the one. You were the brains behind coming up with this whole little panel. So that's awesome to see.
It is a Letterman event. Just want to have to say that and give a shout out to my club there.
Yeah, hey. And not only are you just a Laurier student, you're also a Laurier athlete. So, you know, you are supporting not only yourself, the Letterman Club, but you are supporting the team you play for, which is awesome. Which is awesome to see.
Absolutely. So if you are available tomorrow, do be sure to come out as it's a great cause and sure to be a great event. Again, just to confirm that is the Turret tomorrow at
12:30.
See, it's a good thing we had him here.
Exactly.
12:30, and there will be spin dip.
Yes, as JS said to me today.
Confirmation. We have the spin dip.
Spin dip is always fantastic. Speaking of things that are fantastic, athletes of the week are quite fantastic this week. Quick brief, our two athletes of the week this week, we have Jasmine Rains from women's swimming. She had a quite successful tournament in UBC. As well, for our male athlete of the week, it will be Ali So, and he had a great game, last game against McMaster, and that's for our men's basketball playoff game. So, and we'll be diving deeper into
that. Yeah, normally, sure. You know, normally with the Hawkshop athletes of the week, we will totally, you know, tell you about it right now, but one of the things to know is that these two athletes were focal points, so we don't want to spoil it all away. We don't want to rush into things. No need to get premature on these type of things. So we'll talk about that in a little bit. A lot of cool stuff this week. So we're going to start to get into our show. So we're going to start talking about swimming. So Kiefer, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So we had a swim meet on the other side of the country. This past weekend, Saturday, February 23rd, there was a swim meet at the University of British Columbia. Never been there, but I hear British Columbia as a whole is beautiful.
I heard UBC is gorgeous. So. It is.
They have a good football program. So, you know, my bias with football programs can only imagine that they have a great program overall there with everything else. But your Hawks were there competing in the swim meet. And as the aforementioned Jasmine Rains had a phenomenal day there. She was able to capture bronze in her signature 200-meter breaststroke event, which is just fantastic. She finished with a time of 2 minutes and 32 seconds, 0.98, which I'm guessing like is what, 0.98th of a second or something like that?
Yep, that's usually what the 0.98 means.
Okay, you know what? I like to clarify these things sometimes.
Yep, so okay.
She had a fantastic time at the tournament. Congrats to her for being able to place third in that. That does, unfortunately, bring an end to the swim meet schedule for the upcoming season, as that will do it for the rest of the 2018 school year. So, you know, great job on Jasmine Rains for having a very successful year. She was our athlete of the week for multiple weeks throughout the year. And, you know, true credit to the athletes that we are able to provide at Laurier, especially in the swimming department.
Yeah. Also, I just want to throw this out there. So while you were talking, I was listening, but I was also Googling the UBC campus. And my goodness.
Gorgeous.
My goodness. It is like... It's almost like on this little like peninsula, like overlooking the water.
Oh,
whoo!
I need to take a little peek now. You've piqued my interest so much. Oh, that's gorgeous.
Oh, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Gotta illustrate this here.
You're paint me a word picture.
Okay, let me see it. I'm about to paint you the best word picture you've ever seen right here. So what we're looking at here, folks, is you're looking at just wide open blue. You know, and when you see blue, you're thinking about sky, you're thinking about water. You're getting both of that in this picture.
Ooh,
right here.
Oh, yeah, you are.
And then the campus as a whole, it's massive. It's massive and it's immersive. You're talking about buildings to your left, to your right, that are phenomenally huge. The architecture, very well designed. You know, it's a school that I would definitely visit one day.
You would visit?
I would.
You wouldn't attend. You would visit.
I would. You know what they say about tall buildings?
I don't know what they say.
Lots of knowledge occurs at tall buildings. Go look at the tallest building in every school, and I bet you that's one of the, like the big business possibly.
What is the science. Tallest? What is the tallest building at Laurier?
I look at it now and I see it's a residence building. So sleep is where you also learn a lot and where you cover a lot of energy. But so. You know, the new business building, humongous, massive, immersive with knowledge. Right. Throwing that out there.
You never cease to amaze me.
Of course,
honestly,
of course. Switching gears, we had indoor middle distance.
So the indoor middle distance took place. Was the OUA championship, which took place on the 23rd. So that was the past Saturday. It was at York University in Toronto there, where your Laurier athletes competed in a number of events. Most notably, Sydney Patterson came third in the women's 1500 meter with a time of 4 minutes and 32 seconds and 0.72. In that same race was Sarah Kramer Bing, who came in 10th with a time of 4:47. So definitely want to shout out your Laurier athletes there. A couple other athletes did place in the women's 600 meter. Lisa Carey, 15th place. Jessica Martin was in 18th place. Laurier on a whole as the team standings finished 7th, so right there middle of the pack. which is awesome to see. A lot of your Laurier athletes just, you know, were a well-rounded school, able to do a variety of things. And one of those things that I just never could do.
Oh, you're right. You know what, actually? I will attest, you were a good runner back in high school. You did the track and field team.
Yeah, I did the short stuff. I could never do indoor middle distance. I'm not built like that.
No, I feel that. You know, it's crazy. I once did a track distance run myself. There was two guys, and I somehow came third. I don't know what happened. They were so embarrassed with my performance that they wouldn't even put me second. I was really upset after that one.
None of that surprises me, honestly.
I know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, the audacity.
Up next, if any of your Golden Hawks are going to move on, most likely probably Sydney Patterson, the U Sports Championship will be held at University of Manitoba. So that's a trek. So that'll be Friday, March 8th and Saturday the 9th. So definitely stay tuned for that to see which of your Golden Hawks will be there.
You know, it's quite convenient that our mascot is a hawk because we just seem to be flying everywhere lately. You know, we're going to British Columbia. We're going to Manitoba now.
Hopefully we'll be going to Halifax with the men's basketball team.
Everywhere.
Hopefully we'll be going there.
I believe, man. So that is exciting with the world of middle distance. Switching from the floor of running to the ice rink of skating, we had the men's ice hockey team did make the playoffs and did come up against the Western Mustangs, a team they have seen a couple times throughout the year, and unfortunately suffered a couple of tough losses of similar results, one in overtime and one in regulation. You know, the thing, it always hurts, first and foremost, it always hurts to lose to Western. You know, that's your rival. You know, the purple is always better, all that business. But, you know, when one's in overtime and it's the first game at that, it's just the momentum just kind of gets snatched.
100%. You know? Honestly, you look at these games and you go, hey, playoff game against Western. It's going to be at Western for game one. You go, okay, how can we make this? Like, can we do this? And your Golden Hawks proved, you know what? We belong here.
Mm-hmm.
We belong in the playoffs. And an overtime loss is nothing to be embarrassed about. Mm-hmm. It's the ones you you toss and turn because, you know, one more shot here. Those little types of things. You know, maybe if I stop this guy, if I, you know, had better body position here, those are the ones that you kind of dream about saying, you know, I wish I'd done that because that could have been the difference. But it's as long as, you know, at the end of the day, in a couple of weeks, you're going to come out of it like, hey, you know what? We can compete. As long as we continue to improve, like we know we can, we belong in the playoffs. And once you're in the playoffs, you like to say it, anything can happen. All you got to do is get to the dance and anything can happen. Unfortunately, it didn't work out that way for your Golden Hawks. But I mean, when you look at the score, like the way these games broke down, the first game, it was very similar. Your Golden Hawks actually ended up with more shots,
mm-hmm.
At the end of it all. This is a very close game. It's just, you know, it didn't go the way you'd hoped.
The thing was too, like it went back and forth. I mean, the fact that Laurier was able to tie it up so late in the third there at the 18:41 mark, you know, that's crazy. That just generates so much momentum on its own right there because, like, oh, my God, such little time was left. We were able to capitalize on this. We were to tie it. And the thing that's really crushing about the overtime loss is that it wasn't just, you know, an even strength goal. It was a power play goal, you know. And it's those ones where you can find yourself in a couple positions after a game. You know, one position you can find yourself just very down to the dumps. You know, you put all the blame on you. Maybe you're the one who took the penalty and you think to yourself, you know, if this didn't happen, maybe we wouldn't have lost. Or again, you find yourself in a position of, you know what, this happened. I own it. It was a mistake and I'm going to come back stronger the next time we play. And, you know, again, the next game, by no means was it detrimental what happened because they still managed to score two goals themselves and were right there through the entirety of it. It's just, unfortunately, in the game of hockey, sometimes some bounces just don't go your way.
Yeah, exactly. But hey, I think it's important to know, you know, successful season on the whole.
Absolutely.
Anytime you get to the playoffs, first and foremost, that's a successful season. I know that at the end you want to win a national championship. That's really why you compete. But, you know, you got to look at it for the victories that it is.
Mm-hmm.
And getting to the playoffs is an accomplishment. some players have come to Laurier as a school and never been in the playoffs, or they've never been able to taste success and some winning. So being able to have that is definitely an accomplishment. And there were a lot of positives. Just before we wrap up hockey, one thing I do want to mention is for your Golden Hawks, I lost his name right there. Oh, my goodness.
Sorry, I will come back to you right when you have that name on there.
Yeah, I will.
No problem. So
again, Danny Hanlon. There it is.
We got it.
Danny Hanlon, one of your Golden Hawks hockey players, is actually representing Team Canada right now.
Oh, fantastic.
He is out in Russia, all the way across, not just the pond, but...
So I guess it's 3 in the morning there right now.
How do you know that?
It's 9 o'clock right now, so I'm guessing plus 6.
I don't know. 12, I don't know. You should Google 23. That. You should Google the time in Russia. But it is not early. It's very early, probably.
Actually, it depends where he is in Russia, because it's a very large body of land.
It is.
Could be in a different spot.
But we're not going to take away from the fact that we are congratulating him on an awesome achievement of being able to be in Russia representing Team Canada. Anytime you get a chance to represent our nation is an absolute blessing.
Oh, so for sure.
And an absolute accomplishment. So definitely want to throw a shout out there where, anytime our Golden Hawks are doing big things, we'd like to shout them out.
And again, just a tribute to the success that Laurier was able to have this season, that the fact they're able to send a player overseas to represent Team Canada like that is a true representation of just how good a team this was. And, you tasted it. Now you got to start to drink it. And just really just get that taste in your mouth that you can't get rid of it anytime you go forward. They tasted playoffs. How can I drink it every single season and just get more and more of it, So I think there's a lot to take away from this Laurier Western game. Ultimately, at the end of the day, the result is what it is. It's a loss. It is what it is. But, there's a quote I like to think about. It's about the Dallas Cowboys when they won one of their Super Bowls. And it's with Emmitt Smith. And they interviewed him in the weight room, and he was doing some bench press, and they went up to him like, "Oh, Emmett, what are you doing, man? You just won the Super Bowl. You can take some time for yourself to rest." And this is amazing. He looked at them on the bench too. He held the weight just above his chest, and he paused for 2 seconds, and he kept going. He's like, "That's my rest right there. There's no time to stop. Got to stay on that grind, keep on it, because the minute that you take away yourself from that game, from that grind, you've already lost."
Yeah.
And I guarantee all these players right now, they already got the mentality on next season. How can I be better? How can I get myself in a better position going down the line?
There's blood in the water now.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure.
So we're going to take a little bit of a break, and we'll be back with a lot of hardwood hoops.
I'm fed up with you.
What was a lot was a lot of success that the women's basketball team had this regular season. They had a pretty good game, or pretty good season throughout the year. The playoff game, however, was a little difficult, a little bit of a trying game. Came out to a hot start, dropping 13 in the first, 12 in the second. And, the best way to talk about the second half is the ball simply did not want to marry the hoop. They got a divorce.
Yeah, that was it was a tough game.
It was.
It was a tough game. Brock has been a good team all year. Mm-hmm. They placed fourth in the West. So there were the better half of the OUA Western side. Pretty much the better half of the OUA on a whole. So anytime you play, a first-round playoff game, a lot of times first-round playoff games are a little bit mismatched. So it's always an uphill battle when you are the lower seed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely tough, but, it was not the game I'm sure that the women themselves hoped to be in. And, the game started off very competitively. Coming to the end of the first half, Laurier was looking in really good shape there. Definitely a promising game. But it's the third and fourth quarter where, they really just weren't able to maintain. And that's always a struggle. Basketball is played in two halves. It's not played in one. So longevity is key. and sustaining a lead or maintaining even just competitiveness throughout the entire however many minutes is super important. And unfortunately, your Golden Hawks, they ran a little bit dry from the field.
They did. They did. And, you know, it's by no means to say what happened in the second half is a testimony to what the whole game was. Because, I mean, if you watch the first half, they were getting open. They were taking really good shots. Rachel Woodburn had a lot of really good looks around the arc. It's just, in the second half, things simply did not fall the way they wanted to. And, you know, that's the thing about basketball is that happens. You know, you can have the perfect stroke, you know, set up perfectly, get in the perfect position, and sometimes the ball just doesn't want to fall. And, you know, the thing about it is you got to keep shooting. You know, you can never just let something like that deter you mentally or physically and put your mindset in a position where you're upset with what's going on. You don't want to shoot anymore. You start looking for a pass as opposed to a shot. You always got to take that mentality that, you know what, it happens. I'm going to miss, but the next shot is yet to be taken. And until I take that next shot, it's to be determined how my next game will be, you know?
Yeah, definitely a tough loss. Not the way anybody wants to end a season, especially not a playoff game.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's always a silver lining to any cloud.
Exactly.
And it's important to always see the positives of the entire season, not just on a smaller scale, just to see, you know, how did we compete in certain situations throughout the season. You know, there were times where your women were down in games and they fought hard and were able to secure a nice victory. There were times this year where they had a bit of a win streak. You know, these are all things that are very important and that will be memorable, especially when looking back on the season. But obviously for now, it is tough when you think about a season and you, especially with the margin of defeat in this game, it leaves a bitter taste in your mouth. But that's not to say, just remember, anytime you leave the playoffs early, you just have a head start. That's really what it is. You exactly. have a head start on whoever has gone deeper in the playoffs. So the champion is 3-4 weeks behind you.
Exactly. And not only do you have a head start, you've got one of the fullest tanks of any of the vehicles throughout the entire, you know, vehicles being the mentality body, throughout the entire OUA. You know, it's all about how you react to these kind of games, and you can go one of two ways, you know, down to the dumps, slumps, or just say, you know what, this game has just ticked me off. I'm just upset for greatness, and I'm going to come back a different player, a player that my opponent's going to fear the next time they see me. And God willing, when I hit that gym, you know, every weight I see will be destroyed, and I'm going to be out there just making a name for myself, you know, hitting the shots, hitting the court, just being ready. So that the next time they see the Brock Badgers, they will remember what the score was they played them the last time, and they will remember for decades the score that will be coming the next time they play them in the future.
You know who comes to my mind off the bat? Not a sports guy, not a sports coach or anything like that. When I think of right now, what I think of is Thomas Edison.
Interesting.
Yeah. So if you don't know, he invented the light bulb.
Okay. Yeah.
When asked about it, what did he say? I didn't fail when trying to come up with the light bulb. I learned a million ways to not make it. This is all it was. You learned another way to not do it. There's going to be many failures on your road to success. And that's okay. You just have to learn from it. As long as you learn from it, it's valuable. As long as you use it to motivate you, it'll build towards your future success. So this leaving a playoff series early, a playoff run early, it's only tragic if you gain nothing from it. If it doesn't fuel you when you're in the gym. It doesn't fuel you when you're in practice. It doesn't motivate you while you're in games. That's the type of stuff that builds champions, and that's really where champions are built. They're built from within, and it's through motivation.
There's probably like three quotes you said right there that are going to find a spot in my fridge in my near future. That's what I'm saying.
Honestly, if you hang around me enough, I'm an inspirational guy.
I feel inspired right now.
You should. You should run through a wall for me.
Well, you know, make it a thin wall, and we'll see what happens. But again, overall, they still had a great season, and there's by no means any reason to diminish that factor. And getting to the playoffs itself is still an accomplishment in itself. So congratulations to the women's basketball team for making it to this point. And I can't wait to see what happens next year with this team. Moving on now to the talk of the talk, as is the current men's basketball team that is just on a roll. They had a game as well the past weekend against the McMaster Marauders that was at home in our own OUA AC Laurier Gym. And it was an exciting game, to say the least. I mean, where could one begin?
So your Hawks actually had a massive victory, as Kiefer was talking about, against the McMaster Marauders, who made the trip to Waterloo.
They did.
Where they were defeated, your Hawks had a beautiful victory of 95-89, a fairly high-scoring affair for OUA basketball.
Mm-hmm. Your aforementioned athlete of the week, Ali So, dropped 36 points, shooting 12 from 20 from the field. Played a total of 40 minutes. I mean, he was on the court for almost the entire game, shooting 2-for-7 from three and 10-for-12 from the free throw line. Very efficient. Very efficient game from Ali So. And, I mean, it can't be forgotten, too, that massive, massive dunk he had in the second half was just incredible.
And that's what he does. He's, you know, you watch him play, you know, chip away. He'll get his points. Mm-hmm. You'll see him at, Ali So's at 20 points. But his ability to breathe life into the team. And it's things like making a massive dunk like that. Where if you haven't seen his dunk, you should definitely go check it out. Even go to the Laurier website and check out, it's on the highlight package. It is something to marvel at. But not only is it, sure, at the end of the day, it's really just 2 points, but its effect on elevating the morale within not only the team, not only the guys on the court, the guys on the bench, but everybody in the room.
Mm-hmm. The energy, absolutely.
The gym just warms up the moment something like that happens. And, you know, it is tough for an opposing team in an away gym in a playoff game when that type of momentum swings. So it's not just about getting the points. It's about that invisible factor that we always talk about, that momentum. You can get it. You can get sustained momentum by winning. You can also get it by making impact plays. And Ali So is an impact player.
Absolutely, man. And we are very fortunate to have him. But by no means should that diminish the roles that all the other players in the team play as well. As a player that really stood out to me in that game, Camille Archer. You know, his work inside the paint and just a little, you know, inside the shaded area as well was phenomenal. You know, yeah. He showed some great post moves out there. His ability to get to the rim and to finish with some really tough shots as well was outstanding. And, you know, I always preach about the fundamentals. You know, you got to stick to what got us here. Playing, making your money at the rim, getting those easy, you know, 1 foot layups, you know, because those are the easiest shots there is. And Camille Archer, I mean, he had a game high 9 rebounds. He dominated the boards. And to have that presence out there really establishes a sense of control and dominance over your opponent that really emulates throughout all the players on the court. And, you know, when you just have that ability out there to trust trust a man like Camille on the court out there, you just feel so much more confident in taking deep threes or taking a tough shot because you believe in that player in the paint right there that he's going to get that board for me. He's going to get a second chance opportunity for us and, you know, give us another great shot.
Yeah, and I mean, he ended with a game-high 9 boards. So that's super impressive for him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not easy, man. If I'm – like, we've said it time and time again, you're in the dirty areas.
Absolutely.
That's where the grown men play ball.
It is.
It is not for the faint of heart.
Nope.
If you're going to enter the paint, you'd better expect some bruises.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some big minutes. Those 29 minutes are tough, grinded out minutes. And that's not to take away from guys who their job is outside the arc, but it is to say, you know, you earn your 20-9. You mm-hmm. earn it. But that's not to take, especially away from someone like Nori, who was able to drop 22 points, which is another very impressive performance by him. It's really that 1-2 punch for your Hawks. Ali So, you know, sucking that defense in or push spreading the floor. And then you got Nori out there able to get some buckets, you know, really putting pressure on that defense. Absolutely. And there are some legit scorers out there. Mm-hmm. It puts some pressure.
Absolutely, too. And their ability not just to be so individual, but to have great ball movement out there in the court, too, is really phenomenal and great to watch. Because, you know, there's nothing more exciting than seeing a team that is able to get all five players on the court involved in their offensive plays and sometimes even in their defensive plays. You know, when you have that confidence in your players on the court that you can switch matchups if, you know, an opponent crosses face like that, and you can still stay confident in that matchup no matter if it's switched, and they can play great defensively no matter where they are from 1-2 to 5, it just, again, it emulates to the rest of the players on the court, and it reflects in opportunities, you know, like on the offensive end, like taking great shots and like getting where you need to be. And, you know, that's just what the Hawks were able to do this game, as they were able to drop a total of 95 points, which, again, is phenomenal. And, you know, really to highlight the fourth dropping 29 points, almost 30. I mean, that is amazing in its own sense. So for them, that's going to be fundamental for them against their next opponent, the Ryerson Rams, as they have been well documented to have some very high scoring games. And it's going to be instrumental for Laurier to be replicating that against them.
Yeah. And I mean, this is a very big game coming up.
Absolutely.
The OUA semifinal game is not an easy game to get to.
Mm-hmm.
How long has it been since Laurier has been there? I think it's been
75 years, I do believe.
I don't think it's been that long.
1945, I thought it was.
Ah,
or 1975.
Maybe. I think it's been the 45 years.
45 years, I mixed that one up.
So, you know, it is not an easy feat. If that's a long time. Mm-hmm. I don't think anybody's been playing for Laurier for that long.
Mm-hmm.
So, none of us were born then. Holy.
We weren't. We weren't. Times were different back then. Everyone had afros.
You think everyone had afros?
I just think everyone had afros. I think it'd be a good thing to have.
I don't think you read very many books, do you?
I just think it'd be a fun thing to have.
Okay, so it's been a while since Laurier has been in this type of position, but they are going to be going against a team in Ryerson who is no stranger to this level of competition. And if we look at their schedule all year, I mean, they absolutely dominated the conference. They had 21 wins, 2 losses. You know, really, who were their only losses? Was it to Carleton?
It was Carleton and Laurentian.
Laurentian's a surprising one.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's not really a mystery as to why they lost to Carleton. So this is a team, you know, that has been able to reel off some very impressive win streaks, who a couple years back was able to steal one from Carleton in the Wilson Cup.
Mm-hmm.
And actually capture the OUA title. So this team is familiar with going against Carleton in this Wilson Cup. So Laurier is really the underdog.
Absolutely. And they should really just relish in the underdog title because, you know, at that, the expectations, you know, they're so low. Because they got to this point, you know, everyone's so excited for them. They're ecstatic. You know, you've already exceeded.
This is the accomplishment.
Exactly. So for them to be in this position right now, everyone's excited for it as is, and they're not going to be pushing for anything higher. So, you know, what you can do as a team as Laurier is you got to capitalize on the moments. Not so much worry about the game as a whole, but capitalize on the moments. I was looking back at some of the footage of Ryerson's previous games and in their losses specifically. One loss that was not in the regular season, it was just a preseason game, so I will note that. It was against the Duke Blue Devils, and it was the featuring, you know, Zion Williams, RJ Barrett, two of the...
Never heard of them.
Yeah, you know, a couple of guys that just been around the block. They're supposed to be the top two prospects picked in the National Basketball Association draft coming up. Couple of things in that game that just really stood out to me. You know, going through the first and second quarter, Ryerson was very much on top. They very much had a lead going on. You know, those Zion and RJ would hit their crazy shots, do what they do. You know, Ryerson was able to answer every single time and maintain very much a balance with Duke, which was, you know, impressive because Duke is one of the premier teams in college basketball. But throughout the game, the moments that really started to separate Duke from Ryerson was just the energy capturing dunks and three-point shots from Zion and RJ specifically. There was one dunk in particular where there was a shot taken, I'm not too sure by the exact player, but Zion came in, got the rebound with one hand, and just slammed it down and, you know, let out a very emphatic roar to the audience. And again, as Jothan noted before, with Ali's dunk, it was just 2 points. But the energy that was able to reciprocate from that exact shot was able to be encapsulated by the entire Duke team. And it really just, you know, pressed them forward as they were able to go on and win that game by a final score of 86-67. And if Laurier can just capitalize on energetic moments, you know, whether it be a huge three-point shot from Ali from deep or a crazy dunk from someone like Camille or Ben Stevens, you know, take those moments and just capitalize them and keep the energy, keep the momentum on their side. I mean, heck, why not them?
Here's the deal. Honestly, everything you've said, I'm just going to reiterate. Because honestly, you think of a tournament like March Madness, a small little tournament that you might have heard of. The amazing thing about it is that it gives small schools a chance. It gives the underdog a chance. One game, anything happens. Mm-hmm. And that's the beauty of sports, is that really anything can happen as long as you play the game. So, you know, you can have a Loyola have a miracle run, and everyone's like, I've never even heard of the school. So, you know, you're talking about these impact plays that can alter a game, and you're so right. It's just, you know, anything can happen. Hey, someone, don't get me wrong, I'm not advocating for it, but somebody could, you know, twist an ankle. All of a sudden, you have a very different game. Anything is possible. So for, like, you can look at Ryerson as a school and be like, man, they are dominant. They played a preseason game against St. Effects where they scored 139 points. They scored 49 of that in the first quarter alone. Mm-hmm. You know, they've had multiple 100-point games against Algoma. They beat Laurier 97-52. Mm-hmm. They beat McMaster 102-70. You know, they have been a dominant program. I think they reeled off like a 9-game win streak or 11-game win streak at one point. You know, they are a good program. They're not to be taken lightly, but they're also not to be feared. Honestly, at the end of the day, they're just flesh and bone.
Just kids.
Really? That's all it is.
They're just kids.
And the fact is, you got recruited to play. Mm-hmm. They got recruited to play. So you have the ability, you have the coaching, and you have the home field advantage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Home court advantage there. So in a one game series, anything can happen. So really the mentality has to be, why not? Why not you?
Absolutely. And, you know, just to throw a couple numbers at you here, just to really show you that, you know, Laurier and Ryerson, though they may be different, you know, points-wise in the standings, they're not all that different. I mean, assists per game for Laurier is 11, and assists per game for Ryerson is 10. Another number here, rebounds per game for Laurier is 38.0. For Ryerson, 42.0. So not a big difference there. Another one that jumps out at me, field goal percentage for Laurier, 47.8. For Ryerson, 50.8. So again, not a drastic difference there. You know, there are little differences that do stand out a bit more. Three-point percentage for Ryerson, 31.8 compared to Laurier's 18.2. But overall, they're not drastic differences between the two teams. They're very evenly matched. And overall, Laurier definitely has a chance in this game if they just stick to their mentality, stick to their guns, and they just stay committed to themselves. So I absolutely believe that Laurier has a chance to come out with a surprise victory against Ryerson and truly shock the world. And, you know, they continue to ride the hot streak that is Ali So, and they continue to ride Camille Archer. You know, Shadir Tenney comes out, hits some great threes for the team. It will be just humongously impactful. And, you know, basketball is a game where anything can happen. At the end of the day, shots only count for maximum 2 to 3 points, nothing more. You can't score 95 in one shot, or you can't score 40 in one shot. 2 to 3 max per shot. And that's all you can think about, is just what can the next shot be.
I mean, 4 max.
Well, that's an extra shot, though. That's not the same shot.
Okay. I concede. But this is going to be an exciting game. 100%. Go. Come out. It'll be tomorrow at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, 7 p.m.
7 p.m. AC. Laurier students, show your ID, your student card, and you get in for $5.
Yeah, great deal.
Honestly, it's not a bad price, and it's good basketball.
Oh, great basketball.
I mean, it's a shame it's not televised by, like a TSN or a Sportsnet or something like that. It's a shame because this is good basketball, and, you know, your Laurier athletes really deserve to be up there with the nation's best.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, at this point, I am voting for Laurier to be pushed to that into the final eight.
Well, actually, speaking about voting, they have recently been voted into the voted higher in the U-Sports top 10. They were ranked the number 8 team in the country, so they went up one ranking. So again, just a credit to their success and to how lethal a team they have been throughout the season.
And it you know, honestly, the ranking doesn't. We've talked about this. The ranking doesn't mean anything. But it is nice to know that, you know, people see you for the talent you are, and for an actual lethal team.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so important from that standpoint, but it doesn't really play into effect of how are we going to play these games. They're ranked 2, we're ranked not 8, doesn't matter. You just go out and play the game. If Laurier plays their game, they can definitely beat them. Trust me, there's no issue being the underdog.
Exactly.
There's no issue.
When it's a one game, anything can happen. Anything can happen. So, again, that about wraps it up for this week's episode of Hawkeyes. We thank you guys for joining us. Again, just a reminder, do come check out that game tomorrow if you can. If you can't make it, do be sure to check it out on OUA.tv as it will be available at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And I hope you guys have a great Tuesday, and we'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.